A rate increase for Eureka's garbage and recycling pickup service was approved by the city council after bitter debate and the mayor's breaking of a tie vote. Failing to gain approval at the July 21st council meeting due to an absence of two council members, the rate increase was revisited and approved at the August 4th meeting. It raises the monthly fee for customers using a 32-gallon trash bin by $3.61, bringing the fee to $45.94. Environmental Project Manager Robin Prasker said the city's franchise agreement with Recology Humboldt County allows annual rate hikes, quote, to ensure that rates recover the cost of providing collection services. But after a lengthy discussion on the scale of previous rate increases and whether the current one is justified, Councilmember Renee Contreras-Deloach vouched for controlling fee hikes.
I think saying $3.60 a month is really minimizing, because it's 25% over the last, 25 to 30% over the last 4 years. So that's different. And when people are on fixed incomes and they have $700 a month, then I do think 25%, 25 to 30% increases make a difference. It's not something people can opt out of. And I get what you're saying. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you said and, you know, how you explained it. That was why I did what I did when it was brought in front of us last time, was so that it could come back for a bigger discussion, while I also said that I had an issue with it. But it just seems like all anybody ever does is just wring their hands and say, well, what can we do? Can't do anything. And we just keep raising the rates and raising the rates on everybody across the board on everything. And I just, you know, I really feel for our community members.
That and Contreras-Deloach's choice of words were discussed in this edgy exchange between Councilmember Leslie Castellano and Contreras-Deloach.
The statement that all we do is wring our hands and don't do anything to support citizens, I think that's a gross exaggeration of what we're doing up here. And I personally find that offensive, that that's what I've been doing for the last 8 years. And I don't take it lightly that you're using this issue to talk about that all we're doing is like raising rates for people. That's not true. And like, yes, costs are going up. Like, look at the global situation, you know, like look at the national situation, look at like systemic failures, but don't talk about that like we're sitting in here on council wringing our hands.
Well, I'm sorry if I offended you, Councilmember Castellano. It certainly isn't personally intended, but we do talk about it. We talk about how we really wish we didn't have to do it, and then we pass the rate increase, and that's what I'm speaking to, which is what we've continued to do. We do talk about that. We all feel kind of helpless about it, and then we just pass it along. So I feel like that's factual. It certainly isn't intended as an attack toward you and all the service that you do.
After confirming that Recology offers a lower rate to seniors, Mayor Kim Burgell had some strident commentary on the situation and the use of the term wring their hands.
We do what we have to do to support our city and our citizens. And we've been doing it a long time. And the fact that in our society, gas prices have gone up, milk prices have gone up, movie ticket prices have gone up, coffee's gone up, everything's gone up, everything is going up. We don't have control over how much gas costs, how far we have to drive. That's a great opportunity to look at in the future. Let's look at finding new ways to move our trash so that we don't have to pay all those gas prices. That might be an option. There are other ways to look at this, but to say that council wrings our hands, that is really offensive and annoying. I mean, it's like we work really hard up here. We work really hard. We show up. We do the work. And to have that said by a council member is very upsetting.
A vote on the rate hike resulted in a tie, with council members Mario Fernandez and Contreras-Deloach voting against it. Council member Katie Moulton was absent. Burgell, who as mayor only votes to break ties, did so by voting for the increase. The hearing didn't offer any insight on public reaction because, as with the previous meeting, there were no takers when the floor opened for public comment. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.